will not let that go unchallenged.
The district's proposed restrictions on religious music blew up at a special meeting last October, drawing hundreds of opponents and the attention of the national media. But yesterday, voters rejected three candidates who criticized the administration's handling of the issue, including Mary Koach, who blamed the Wausau Education Association Teachers Union for her defeat.
You know, the WA is well organized, as they showed in the informational pamphlet that was put in the teachers' lounge, and they get out the vote.
In the wake of the controversy, a committee of teachers and community leaders drew up new policies on religious music. Koach says it's too soon to see if those procedures will work.
I guess it's a little bit early to tell how that will go. Communication is always good. What they do with that communication, you know, is up to the board and the administration.
The voters yesterday elected two incumbent board members and newcomer Jeff Lee, a UW-Marathon County history professor who says it's time to move on.
I hope it's behind us. Now, you know, remember, this is an elemental question that we face in the United States. Issues of relationship between church and state, the degree to which we want governing authorities to make decisions in our cultural life. These are questions that will remain with us throughout all time, but I think the district has done a good job in creating a procedure for us to deal with this.
Jeff Lee and Mary Koach both mentioned the implementation of Common Core standards as one of the district's biggest challenges. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.